I'm going to call to order the April 29th, 2016 special meeting of the Prudential Committee to order. Is anyone recording? Amy Cates is recording.
Laurie Hadley, Prudential Committee.
Dan Goldstein, Prudential Committee.
Fran Parks, Prudential. So, I put at your place hours.
I saw that, yeah.
From Mike. For the past year. So.
Okay.
So, do we want to discuss Mike's suggestion about...
Yes, I think we should, because I think it's an excellent suggestion, an excellent solution.
Yeah. Did you, Stan, did you see that email?
I read the email. Don't have it with me.
Okay.
I just gave you this,
okay.
Which is the body of the email.
Yeah.
Okay. So, so we need to get in touch with Wes Barnstable.
I went on their website. I know all three members of the Prudential Committee.
Oh, great.
Crystal Lapine was the court officer when I was working at the courthouse. Van Northcross was working at the Cape Cod Hospital, and I did some volunteer work for him. And Ed Smith was a detective with the Barnstable Police when I was at the court officer. So I know them all. I know the first two better than I do former police officer Smith. But
so probably the most...
Van is the chairman at the moment.
Okay.
I'd be happy to call him and introduce you, Ms. Bark, to him.
Well, no, I think probably if they're at all interested... that we should probably have a joint meeting.
Yes, I do, but I will call Ann, and because I do have the personal relationship with him. And
they have municipal treasury experience, is what you're saying?
They have what?
Municipal treasury experience?
Mike Daly has been performing the same service for West Barnstable that he has been for us.
Okay.
The woman who works in Tony's position in West Barnstable, we also interviewed for Tony's position, but at the time it would mean taking on extra hours, and she had small children and wasn't interested. So I think it would work out beautifully. I think we'd have a good relationship with all of them.
If we share a treasurer with them.
Okay. So,
I think the benefits would be that we could offer more money than either one of us could individually. We could, they have less work, I'm sure, than we do, but it would probably work out if we paid three-fifths and they paid two-fifths, it would...
So what you're saying is we would hire a treasurer in common.
Right.
Correct, yeah.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
And as I say, the salary would be better for that individual because it would be more than either unit could offer, and the benefits... could be shared between us, prorated.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a plan.
It does to me. I don't see any drawbacks, but...
No, I think that would be... So have you pulled the ads, or...?
I did.
You did?
I did,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, so...
So they have a treasurer also already, or...?
They have Mike.
They have Mike.
Yeah,
who is... He's doing the same thing with them that he is with us.
Yeah.
But if you read in here, he says... I can tell you that I will stay until the matter is perfectly resolved. I told the West Barnstable Fire Department the same thing. In fact, they are now planning to seek a treasury solution during the first half of FY17, which takes a lot of the pressure off if we vote to do this, as I am contracted to put FY16 to bed, and that takes at least 90 days after the end of the year.
Okay.
And they want me to help them recruit and hire after the year ends. And he's making the same offer to us.
Okay, so we have, but in the budget then, we're still, I think there's like $40,000.
He put $40,000 in the budget, yes,
just
as he called it a placeholder because we hadn't discussed it.
Yeah, so we probably won't be needing quite that much if we do that, if we go that route.
Probably, yeah. I have no idea what...
Currently West Barnstable is paying Mike for his services $27,500. And I couldn't couldn't find anywhere on Barnstable's website what they're paying. And COMM was of little help. Their clerk treasurer gets $77,000. Actually, $81,000. And they have assistant to the clerk treasurer who's getting $47,000.
Yeah. But they don't care how they spend money over there.
Apparently not.
Was that full-time, though, for the $80,000?
I imagine they are.
For both of them, yeah.
Full-time, yeah. But I worked an election for them. Their clerk had resigned, and they hadn't replaced it yet. And they brought in lunch, and they brought in ice cream for four C's at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And they really don't care how they spend money. Our workers get zip, just paid.
So if you, any other discussion?
No. Now that I understand what you're aiming for.
Okay, then I would like to make a motion that we approach the West Barnstable Prudential Committee and see if how they feel about sharing the Treasury services with us.
Yeah, good. I would second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
So moved.